1.
Hey, do you have a minute? I have a really big problem.
Sure, what's the matter?
Well, you know I'm engaged to marry Sam.
Yeah, of course. The wedding plans are still on, aren't they? Everybody's so happy for you. You're so lucky. Sam's a really nice guy. And he just got that great job, too.
Sam is a nice guy. And yes, he does have a good job. But do you remember my high school boyfriend, Brian?
Right. The one who went to Africa to be a volunteer teacher?
Yes. Well, Brian's back from Africa, and he asked me to marry him.
Whoa. Do you want to marry him?
I don't know. There are some really good reasons to marry Brian, too. We love each other, and we have all the same interests.
Interesting. You said you love Brian, but I've never heard you say you love Sam.
Yeah. And another good thing about Brian?
2.
Hey, Alan. I heard the good news. Congratulations.
Thanks, Eric. What luck, huh? I still can't believe I won $200,000.
So, what are you going to do with the money?
Well, I'm trying to decide. Our daughter, Emily, is going to start college next year. We're very proud of her. She got accepted into some great private colleges.
Wow. A private school would be great. They'd have small classes, so Emily would get more attention.
Yeah. And another good thing is that a private school education might help her get a better job in the future. But those schools are so expensive, and I have to make a big choice.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
See, my mother is 85 years old. My wife and I are thinking about moving her into a nursing home. My mom lives alone now, and she needs some help doing everyday things like cooking and just getting around.
Well, the good thing about a nursing home is she wouldn't be lonely.
Yeah. And another good thing is that we wouldn't worry about her so much. I keep thinking there are lots of good universities around here that don't cost quite as much as a private school.
3.
Hey, Maggie. How's the job search going?
Really well. I already have 2 offers.
That's great.
It is, but they're so different. One of the jobs is a sales representative for a big computer company. That job would be good because I could travel to Europe and Asia. I'd love that. And the other good thing about it is the pay. I could really make a lot of money, as long as I sold a lot of computers.
Right. It's a sales job, so your pay would depend on how many computers you sold every month. That could be a challenge. What other job?
It's a company too, but a much smaller one. The job has good points too. I'd steady income, the same salary every month. It would be good to know exactly how much money I had coming in every month. And it's a small company that's growing. I could be a manager in a few years.
That's good.
Yeah. I don't know, though. I have been wanting to travel. Maybe it's time for a challenge.
4.
Hello?
Hi, honey. Just called to check in with my favorite university student.
Hi, Mom.
What's the matter, Zach? You sound a little down.
I was supposed to decide my major today. Most of my friends have already decided theirs.
I thought you decided to study art.
Yeah, I had. But I was talking with some of my friends, and now I'm wondering if I should study something more practical, like business. A business degree would be good because I'd be sure to get a good job after I graduate.
I suppose that's true.
And if I study business, I can start my own business someday.
I'm glad you're thinking ahead, honey. But think about the positive side of getting an art degree, too. You know, as an artist, you'd really enjoy your work. And you may have a more relaxed lifestyle. Working for a company could be stressful.
True. But you know, I really like the idea of starting my own business. Maybe something to do with my art.